from San Diego, California. This is the Frug Life Podcast, the show that teaches you how to save, invest, and earn money. Here's the host, Mr. Frugal himself, Ricky Hirsch.
Welcome to the Frug Life. So I recently listened to an episode of a podcast about investing. And you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to share the link because I don't want to call the guy out, but he made some points I wanted to address. Basically, the episode was his investment philosophy, and I want to share why I disagree. So his first rule of investing is number one, invest in a profitable company. If the company is not profitable, don't invest. And they immediately give a counterexample, which was Amazon, that in the early days it was losing money before it made it big. And they say it was just gambling if you invested before it became profitable. Now, frankly, I disagree with this outlook. Current profitability is not the most important factor in determining a stock's value, particularly if it's a growth stock. A lot of earlier stage companies lose money as they establish market share, and this is pretty normal. I don't think this means you should never invest in companies that aren't profitable presently. That being said, perhaps you want to look at the life cycle of the product. As an example, a company I audited while I worked for Ernst & Young was TiVo. In 2019, TiVo had lost money like it had the 2 years prior. Now, you probably know the namesake of the company. It was a box that you could record your cable shows on, and that technology was a bit dated. You could say that DVR technology was on the decline at that point, or perhaps even almost obsolete. Now, granted, the company did a lot more than just that, and the company was subsequently acquired, but this is just one example. A new company losing money, not being profitable, isn't a concern. An old company with a dying product that is losing money, well, personally, that is something I would not probably invest in. But even that isn't the end of the story. The company may still have valuable patents, trademarks, and assets to sell still. So the stock could still be worth the fair value of its assets, minus its liabilities, of course, or something to that effect. Next, number two, look at the track record over the past few years. The advice he's giving here was to look at the historical performance of the stock and how earnings affected the stock price. Now, this kind of analysis is kind of worthless, in my opinion, as any historical data is already going to be incorporated in the stock price. Number three, look at the growth of the company. What is the expectation for the future? So yes, this could be an important consideration in determining the fair value of a stock, but it's also, again, baked into the stock price. Now, if you have an insight into this, great. But if you don't have some insight beyond what the market already knows, don't worry about it. So let's just share a few overarching principles of the market. In general, the price of a stock is going to reflect the fair value of that stock. In a sense, you can't buy stocks at a premium or a discount. It's always at its fair value. Now, perhaps that's a bit of an oversimplification. Well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back with some of my investment philosophy. All right, welcome back. In general, I don't do in-depth analysis looking for mispriced assets. I save that for the professionals. But what I do focus on is how I can tilt or marginally change my portfolio so I can get a higher return, but with less risk. So here are some of the reasons I invest in a particular stock. One, I want to increase my exposure to a particular industry or geographic region. For example, if I want to increase my international exposure, to do this, I may invest in stocks in that particular geographic area. Number two, I think the fair value of the company is not currently reflected in the traded price. Now, I don't think this happens very often, and I generally don't have a deep insight into the market, so I don't do this very much. But this kind of does play into my third point, which is trading off the emotions of others. Sometimes I think in the market, people overreact to news. When there's big negative news and the stock decreases by a huge percent, sometimes the market is overreacting a bit, and there's going to be a bit of a correction following this overreaction. I think this is especially true when the news isn't quite as big of a deal as some people think it is. But this isn't a surefire way to do anything. Sometimes the market still has more losses to be had the next day after an initial loss. So this isn't really necessarily a reliable way to pick stocks either. Really, in short, I echo the advice of lots of people smarter than me, like Warren Buffett, who kind of advises that most people should just index. And for the most part, that's what I do. I buy index funds, and I occasionally dabble in individual stocks. Now, all of this is not financial advice. I am not your financial advisor. It's just me talking about some of the things I like to do. Now, is there anything in particular you look for when you're considering buying a stock? Let me know. Maybe you can even appear on the show if you're so inclined. I have a new page up on the Frug Life website for those interested in making an appearance on the show. There'll be a link in the show notes where I have some details about appearing on the show. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the show, and as always, stay frugal.